Sudha Kaul was born in Kashmir in 1947, the year of partition between India and Pakistan. Her family was high caste Hindu. She grew up in and near Srinagar, living with her grandparents, and left for the United States when she married at 27. Kaul now lives in New Jersey. She's a published writer, and her new book is a memoir of Kashmir called The Tiger Ladies. Sudha, what picture of your home is in your mind when you hear the news today?
The picture is very upsetting, I must say. It makes me feel very sad. I think of a beautiful valley full of love and good times, in a terrible condition. So the picture that comes up now, more often than not, is one of turmoil and sadness and tragedy.
You dedicate the book to your grandparents, and I'm quoting from the dedication, "Other ancestors who exhort me to write what might very well turn out to be an epitaph to a way of life." Which way of life? Your life in childhood?
My life in childhood as growing up there, going to college and university, but also the life that Kashmiris knew for many, many years, the life that we had taken for granted, you might say. You know, people went to school, got educated, lived happily with their neighbors, enjoyed the beautiful landscape that we had. So it's not only the life that I knew in my childhood, and certainly this is the life that I knew all the way up to university almost, actually. But it had existed for many years before that.
What broke up that symbiosis in the valley? Outside forces, you seem to think.
I don't know that the symbiosis has broken as such, because even today, when we Kashmiris meet, Hindus and Muslims, we've been friends. We are friends today. The problem in the valley is from people who have been incited, who've been trained across the border and then sent back into the valley to foment a kind of hatred that was not there before.
In 1964, when Pandit Nehru died, you and your classmates, while you were attending college in Srinagar, marched through the streets wearing black scarves. And your daughter, when she was at Smith College, found apparently a photo in the newspaper archives. Now, your book, The Tiger Ladies, really is about how culture passes from one generation to the next, mostly about women, and from mother to daughter, grandmother to granddaughter. What do you tell her about your time in Kashmir? How much does she want to know?
Oh, they feel very Kashmiri themselves. They have lovely memories of going back there, of going through the mountains, trekking in the mountains, hiking and camping out there. And they really, they love Kashmiri food. They know all our rituals. But in many, many ways, we have a Kashmiri household, we have a very Indian household, and we have a very American household. So I'm hoping that I've been able to pass on what I want them to know. And then, of course, there are so many memories that I have of so many things that we had back then, that if I have forgotten something, hopefully putting it all into the book will make sure that, nothing is forgotten.
You do write, you have tried to create in New Jersey, where you live now, what I can of what I knew of your growing up and what your grandmother and everyone passed on to you. You've published other books. One of them is Curries Without Worries. It's a cookbook. And food really does figure into your memories heavily. You write about standing in your kitchen today and the aroma of things like cardamom. You know, you close your eyes and you pretend you're still in Kashmir.
Yes. Food is, I'll tell you, this is something that is common to all Kashmiris. Food is a very important part of our culture, I would say. And I think that it has something to do with the fact that it was, our history has been, as I say in the book, punctuated by floods and, famine and so on and so forth. So I think that when we did have in this valley the opportunity to cook and eat good food, we made the most of it. And so Kashmiri cuisine is regarded as an excellent cuisine in India. In fact, very often I find over here some, things at the Indian grocery that we may not even eat in Kashmir, but they call it Kashmiri masala or Kashmiri something. By that, it means excellent, that this is very good stuff.
Sudha Kohl, her book is The Tiger Ladies, a memoir of Kashmir. Sudha, thank you.
Thank you very much.